See these, Pom?
No. What are we looking at?
Sleeves.
Oh yeah. Yes, I've had to wear a jacket walking the dog for the past 3 days. I literally each day walked out the front door and was like, and turned around and went back in and got the jacket, you know, like, yeah, 40 degrees. It's been, well, today was 50 actually, but I thought, I'm like, oh, maybe 50 I could go out without a jacket on. Nope.
Slightly darker in here today, and I don't know why, but yeah, it's a little chilly out there. I love it. This is...
Do you have the orange moon, sun rather?
From the smoke?
Yeah, so it's been hazy, and today it's a lot cleaner, but yesterday especially it was very hazy because of the California wildfires.
Yeah. Look at that, California ruining my day yet again. Just kidding.
It was California's fault, but yes.
This one, well, I guess depending on like where you are, it could have been the Portland fires too. Like that whole coast is just sort of burning.
West Coast fires.
So if you're in that area.
Listen, I'm not trying to take credit away from Portland, guys. This is not an anti-Portland thing. I'm sure they contributed to the terribleness.
And then if you're down, if you're down on the Gulf Coast specifically, George's house, who is the president or CEO of our company, that's right where the eye wall's coming across. So I can
So has his house slid into the ocean yet, or how does that work?
No, I think his house is okay, but I don't believe they have any utilities or anything like that. He does have a backup generator running, I believe, but no internet, no running water, nothing.
Yeah,
which is ironic because he's surrounded by water. But
it's all water. I mean, as I once observed of the Irish, who had like that potato famine and it killed some huge percentage of the population. You're on an island surrounded by fish. Like, I hope they learned how to fish.
Yeah.
Anyway, but George, yes, having experienced my own, by this point it was just a tropical storm, but my own flooding situation, loss of internet, et cetera, I only got a tiny taste, and it was horrible what happened to us. But I mean, I can't even imagine that if you're in the, what is it, Florida, Alabama, maybe Louisiana, Mississippi
like
area.
That. I think it was Alabama and Florida that got hit a little bit worse. Like they were expecting, or Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. I think Louisiana.
Yeah, they just kind of moved a little east than when they were expecting originally.
Yeah, something
thank like God, that. Because Louisiana has been hammered so many times. Not thank God these other places were hit, but I mean.
Specifically Georgia's.
God, I can't stand those places. No, I don't mean it like that at all. But I mean, Louisiana has obviously had Katrina and other more recent hurricanes, so not done very well.
Yeah, and we don't really like Alabama football here, so you know.
I there's a guy I play Call of Duty with. It was a Bama. It's like you only have four letters in your little. I don't know what you call it. It's like a little clone clan tag is what. It's
called. Yeah.
And in older games, you can only have four letters, so it says Bama. And I texted him, and I was like, I assume that's for Obama. And he's like, no.
Wow.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
Other things that are great, Sony, we now know all of... Sony had an interesting event yesterday, and I'm working on a write-up. It'll go up here on Threat probably later, whatever. So they announced the console pricing, which to me was pretty aggressive, right? They announced $399 for the non-Blu-ray drive version, and then if you want a Blu-ray drive version, it's $100 more, $499. So that price difference...
That was my guess. I mean, that they would hit the $499.
We knew that. Yeah, I think that was kind of a...
originally $449 was the price.
That's I thought it was going to be $449 because, I mean, they're clearly taken
originally, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they decided they have to because...
But not now, true. Well, I guess it depends on who you believe. So they did an interview with the Washington Post and said that these prices were all set like back in the spring.
Yeah, of course they said that. I mean, they say all kinds of things. When you respond to the charge that you can't make enough PlayStation 5 consoles, you say, well... We're going to ship more than we shipped of the PS4. Mm. And it's like, yeah, okay. But you're still not making as many as you wanted to. So I think the Xbox Series S forced them to come closer to meet the distance, to meet the difference, right? Yeah. And by the way, there is a good marketing angle to that for Sony where they can say, hey, you're getting the full console, you know, the full power of the console, right? I mean, so for $100 more, or you could look at it for $100 less, you know, you're getting the full console without the drive.
Yeah. The thing that was kind of not bombshell's a bad word, but then after, so they do this event, they show off all these games or whatever, and then they come in and say, yeah, each game's gonna be $70, and then you're that's how you're paying for it. And that's, it doesn't matter if you're buying the retail, like the physical version or the digital version, which we all know on the digital version they're making more money. So when you buy that $399 console and you buy games,
that's so incorrect. Apple has explained many times that having an app store that's digital is very expensive. And
yes, actually, anyway. Sony's paying Apple 30% for each game sold through its store too, which is
that's funny. So that's not funny. That sucks. So they're actually able to dictate the price of games.
Their games are going to be $70. So let's put it that way. But the other interesting thing too is that earlier this year, Sony said, "Hey, like, we don't really believe in that cross-generational stuff. Like, you buy a new console for new games." And then yesterday they came out and said three of their quote-unquote exclusive games are also going to be on the PS4 and PS5 and PC. So,
one of those games, this flipped by in my feed. I didn't really pay too much attention to it. Was a mistake. One of the games they said asterisk also on PC was not going to be on PC, but you're saying there are three of them. So I guess
there's three of them that were going to be on PS4 for sure. The Spider-Man game, Sackboy, which I know you're really interested in. This Horizon West game. I can't remember the title of it, but Spider-Man I think is going to be the big one for a lot of people. Because I think Sony looked at it and said, look, we have 100 million people over here. If we sell the games there and PS5, we can make a lot of money.
I don't know too much about the Spider-Man game, but the one thing my understanding is that it is this game was already out on PS4. Like, it's been kind of remastered or something, or maybe some levels.
I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't play a lot of Spider-Man. I don't play PlayStation games, to be honest. And I only really play Call of Duty or like Apex. So my genre limitations are what are written basically by Sony. And they very clearly say this game is coming to the PS4. So.
So I guess the rationale there is this is maybe another thing that's been influenced by Microsoft. Like, their backward compatibility promise is arguably one of the top two or three things about the Xbox platform. I mean, I don't know. E3 is a lot like this, obviously, but Microsoft and Sony both now have had these kind of game showcase events, and you know, the games look great. But to me, it's like kind of tiring after a while. Like, you're watching game demo, and it's like, geez, like, it's kind of, I don't know. Everyone who watched this thing yesterday was not watching it to watch game demos, right? Waiting.
They were waiting for that.
Because there were little interstitial things where they would show the console and they would do little reveals. And then, you know, of course, the pricing was the big one. I missed the price of the game thing, though. That's interesting. I didn't even catch it.
Well, because they didn't say it during the event.
But I watched the event, and I didn't. I mean, I missed the very beginning of it because of what I was doing, the podcast or something. But totally overbooked this week. This week it sucked. Like, it's been awful. But anyway, but I watched it to the end, and I took a screenshot when they showed the console and the prices and everything, and I just missed it. Did they set it?
No, they didn't. They tweeted it. Like, it was like in like in interviews and stuff. Like, they didn't like it was $70 price point stuff was not in there. Like, at all.
I'm completely misunderstood. I'm sorry. Yeah. I thought it was at the end of it. Okay.
Nope.
Good.
Wasn't in there.
A little out of it. I'm just like, did I miss that? Like, that's crazy. Okay.
And then they bungled their pre-order stuff pretty badly too, because again, I don't think they said during the event about pre-orders, but then their Twitter account says, "Hey, like, pre-orders will open up starting tomorrow." And then retailers are like, nah, we're actually going to do that today. And so Best Buy and like a whole bunch of different places just said, you can kind of do this. And so I'm assuming that a bunch of people who wanted to pre-order this stuff, at least initially, may have potentially missed out already. So
I think they're going to sell every PlayStation they make.
Oh, yeah.
This thing is going to be hard to find.
Yep.
And so if you're serious about getting a PlayStation 5, I hope you've already pre-ordered it, you know, because... it's going to sell it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
The one thing, so they announced some weird, not weird, but like, they also said too that they're like 99% of PlayStation 4 games will eventually come to PlayStation 5 in a Washington Post interview, which is good. But they didn't really come out with a strong competitor to Game Pass in really any capacity. And
I think it's just not ready. I think they actually are planning something. We know that they've partnered with Microsoft to use the Azure backend. you know, we know what they have now, obviously, but I mean, and what they have now is called Now, isn't it? PlayStation Now, or is that what it, is that the streaming service? They'll get there. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I honestly, the one criticism of the Xbox strategy this year that I kind of agree with, it's kind of an unfortunate timing issue, is it is really goofy that Microsoft is unleashing a new console generation and for the first time has two consoles at once, right? They've never done that. And a streaming service. Like they kind of compete with each other. You know, I know they're also kind of complementary and that some people will have both, but I mean, you know, Sony is like, look, it's PlayStation 5, and we can kind of criticize the backward compat stuff, the lack of a streaming service, but they're like, look, we're, this is, if you want a next gen, a real next gen console, this is all we care about right now. Now, next year, we might be talking PlayStation, whatever name of service, and, you know, we'll see, but it does seem, when Microsoft does something like the criticism, I guess, and again, I don't mean this from me directly, but the criticism that's kind of been kind of put toward Microsoft is like, it kind of suggests you don't care about the console too much. Like why would you overshadow it with this other thing, or, you know, or tempt users not to buy it, you know, and if you can play these games anywhere, I mean, why would you buy a new console? Why spend hundreds of dollars? It's just, you know, I'm not saying I agree with it 100%, but I mean, it's just kind of an, it's too bad Project xCloud wasn't ready a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's Microsoft taking on everybody, right? Because they're taking on Sony, they're taking on Stadia. I think Microsoft very much did the right thing by not trying to like offer xCloud as its own thing. They're like, look, it's just here. It's in that bundle. If you're paying for it, you can use it.
I agree.
It's whatever.
Yeah, and that's the little bit of, that's the gray area, because you can make the argument that an Xbox Series whatever is better if you have a Game Pass Ultimate. And also, I mean, I guess the concession they're kind of making right now is it is conspicuous that Game Pass is only available on Android and consoles. Like, why wouldn't it just be, I mean, it's just a remote interface. Like,
I wonder if that's why they're doing it though, because they don't want that, what you just mentioned, like perceived competition with themselves. If it's only on Android effectively, I mean, they want it on iOS, but if it's only on Android, then it really doesn't. I mean, it's just,
I bet. I mean, it's inconceivable that this thing won't come to PC. That it,
it already runs on the PC. Like the, I had one of their apps or whatever.
But
you can't do it. It's not publicly available. Like it physically works in a, or technically works in a browser, but nobody can use it unless you have the special access.
I mean, ideally this thing is everywhere, right? And I assume that is literally the plan. And I think you're right. I think that's their little concession to, we're kind of competing with ourselves a little bit here.
So
it's interesting.
Anyways, we got that going on. So that was an interesting little gaming day, I guess, whatever.
Brad, I have a Blockbuster announcement to make.
You're opening a Blockbuster?
Yeah, I have movie rentals of the future. So don't get the PlayStation 5 that doesn't have the disc, because you're going to be screwed. No, I ordered an Apple Watch.
Welcome to the Thunderdome of Walled Gardens.
Yeah, so I need a third source to tell me I don't sleep properly.
Oh, that's right. You got your Halo thing.
Yeah.
Not Infinite, but your Halo.
It's okay. It doesn't. There's nothing to see. My wife saw this morning, and
she
said,
"My daughter's hairbands."
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's going to turn into. And by the way, my wrists are so huge that this thing barely fits. Like, this is, it's hard to, I'm not going to undo it because it's hard to get on.
You're not well, but your hand's purple. So yeah, there you go.
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, it's a little tight, but it's okay. I always have this problem with these bands. When you, two things with the Apple Watch. I could have gotten it. I couldn't get it Friday. Like, they were already pushing out the orders, right? Originally I ordered it with a, you know, the solo band. And by
which
the way,
which one did you get, by the way? Did you,
I'll tell you that one second. Yeah. If you order it with a solo band, you have to download a printable thing to see how big your wrist is. That thing goes from, I don't know, 1 to 12.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know I'm going to be 12. And I did it. And I'm like, 12. I literally barely fit into the, you know, that was what I was originally going to get. So what I got, what I had ordered was a 44 millimeter space gray GPS, Wi-Fi, not cellular, with that solo band. And so
did you get the 6 or the SE?
I got the 6. Okay. Because I want the blood oxygen thing. Yeah. So, you know, it's like $449, right? But the problem is it's going to arrive. It would have arrived September. I don't remember the exact dates, but maybe I should just look real quick. September, 30 to October 2nd. That week, I'm going to be away, by the way. So my daughter's supposedly going back to school again. Now we were going to do this whatever week it was. Now it's that week. So unfortunately, her move-in day is on a Saturday now, the 26th. So the following week, I'm taking off, and I'll be in North Carolina and I think Virginia for part of it. But I don't want it. I didn't want this thing to arrive then. So I'm like, well, maybe I could wait. And then I'm like, well, what about these other, they have these other things, right? So there's like a, I like the idea of a thing you can undo, but there's no clasp, but they must use, it must be like a magnet or something. So they have obviously like the Milanese loop thing, which is like $99, but there's a new one. It's actually a Nike, but it's like a fabric thing. And it like, it looked like this, but without a clasp. And, when I went to order that version of it, same price, that one's not coming in until the middle of October. And I'm like, I'll just order that. Cause I'm like, I want to make sure it arrives when I'm home. By the way, first time in 6 months, I won't be in the house. I mean, unless something else gets screwed up. And then I actually ordered another, I ordered the solo band as well separately just to get it. Cause I actually kind of think that's the one I'm probably going to want to use going to the gym and stuff.
But. I'll be curious to see how that thing works because I have whatever, like the sport band one that has like a class, whatever, but this thing stretches like over time.
Oh, it does. Over time it does.
Like,
okay.
Yeah. Cause this thing is.
Cause now it's a little, like you shake it and it's a little loose. And,
yeah. But I mean, there's additional holes. So like usually I start with, there's the second one in and now I'm onto the third and this thing.
So. You'll remember this, and I have not seen since version one, but when the original Apple Watch came out, I bought one, and it came in a box that was like this long.
Yep.
And the watch was in them. And then it had multiple bands. I think one side was one thing and then one was like two or three different lengths, and I had to use the longest one and it barely fit. And it was that type of, clasp with a little punch through thing. And it was fine. But, you know, you got to remember back in whatever year that was, the original Apple Watch, it was kind of all over the place and the UI was new and it was like weird. And I actually held on to it and I didn't like I bought it and kept it. And then I must have sold it. I don't remember. But that's the only Apple Watch I've owned. So but I've watched over the years and all these improvements in health tracking and all that stuff. And, you know, like we talked the other day, like. I don't know. Like I ordered a Fitbit Sense. I still to this moment have not been able to cancel that order. Fitbit provides no way to do this. So they have like a thing on their site where you can contact customer service. And one of the things is literally about like the pre-order thing. And like I filled out the form and they messaged me back and said, oh, you got to email this address. And then I got an email back from that address that said, we don't do this. And it was like a no reply at Fitbit.com. This company can go itself. Like, this is the crappiest customer service. Like, it is the worst. Yeah. And it kind of, like, I'll probably just get it and send it back, I guess, now. Like, because I can't, maybe I could call them. I don't know. Like, it's stupid as, I hope Google takes this company and it just implodes into the ground. I can't believe how terrible they are.
That is the one benefit of Amazon, because Amazon is that third party in between that they don't really care about the vendor. I mean, they do, but you email Amazon, they're like, oh, yeah. Like, whatever.
I know. No, I know. I buy everything I can at Amazon for that reason, but this particular thing, you have to get in early like a jerk. I don't know. Anyway, I'm still really mad about this. Oh, and the other thing, sorry, you might have seen me tweet this customer service thing. I was next in line. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Half an hour went by. 45 minutes went by. I'm like, I got to go to the gym. I went to the gym. I was gone an hour. I come back. It's still sitting there, the same screen. That's why I closed it. And then I just went to go. Like, that was my complete customer service experience. Fantastic.
This has been another fantastic podcast.
It's no wonder I'm nuts.
No, there's no wondering.